Curtis?
Hey, sir, this is Mike from FIU. How are you today?
Mike from where?
From FIU.
What is that, FIU?
The Florida International University, sir. We're just conducting a survey on the residents about the hurricane threat and the damage reduction.
I don't understand what you're saying. You're from a university?
Yeah, from the Florida International University, the FIU. And we are
Florida.
Just conducting a survey about
Florida
the hurricane.
International?
Yes, sir. Florida International University.
Are you a student?
Yes, sir. I'm calling you because
okay.
We're conducting a survey on the hurricane threats.
On the hurricane threats. Okay.
Yeah, and the damage reduction.
Is this like a project you're working on?
Yes, it is. They have working on the Saturday for it.
Where are you located? Are you in Florida?
We're actually on the campus right now. Although we're using a virtual phone for this because we're kind of doing a lot of calls. So you might see a number from outside here.
Yeah, I don't recognize the number. Is this a U.S. number or a foreign?
No, it has to be a U.S. number because, I mean, this is a system provided by university, so we can do in, like, calls without cost.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's
this
why
isn't
why
cost.
The number is not
it's not international cost.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not a cost for you either. It's a cost that we
okay.
that we are actually taking.
Okay, so you want me to answer a few questions?
Yeah, nothing personal. It's everything about the hurricane threat.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Quick question, is this home a single family home, a town home, apartment, or a mobile home?
Single family.
Okay. Is this a rent or own?
I own it.
Okay. What year were you born?
In 1959.
Have any upgrade modification have been made in the property? Either roofing upgrade, impact window, draining upgrade, structural upgrade, or no upgrades have been made?
Just the hurricane shutters.
Okay. For how many years have you been a permanent resident here in Florida?
Well, I've owned the house since 2013, but I became permanent resident at the end of 2020, December 2020. So that's
close to 5 years,
three and a half
right?
years. Yeah, three and a half years.
Okay. Have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following? Either a tropical storm, a category 1 hurricane, or either 2, 3, 4, or 5 category?
Have we experienced this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
No, not since I own the house. No.
Okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, tornado, or flooding hazards? Extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat vulnerable, yes.
If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you be prepared? Put up a hurricane shelter, as you say you did?
Yes.
Buy supplies and equipment? Evacuate?
Yes.
Call the insurance company or drive to home?
I check all those boxes.
Okay.
The first is the hurricane shutters and supplies.
Okay.
And if necessary, I will evacuate. Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully it doesn't happen, right? Now, when will you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issue, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Yes, the home is ready to be secured within a few, within less than an hour.
Okay, awesome. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Yeah, somewhat certain. I think hurricanes are not a certain thing.
Exactly. Now, can you please select your top three sources of information, either internet, radio, TV, newspapers, friend and family, or other, like Twitter, Facebook, etc., or WhatsApp?
Internet sources and TV.
Okay. Thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate yourself, your household to be prepared?
4. I say 4.
4?
Okay. Yeah.
And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm, either loss of income, cost of insurance, cost of food, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of childcare, or cost of housing?
What was the question?
If any of these factors that I mentioned have make any impact or have damaged your ability to be prepared for a hurricane?
Any of the factors?
Like the loss of income, cost of insurance. If those factors are affecting you to be prepared.
Yeah. None of those affect me to prepare.
Okay. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Non-flood zone.
Non-flood, okay. Neither evacuation zone.
What kind of zone?
How about evacuation zone? Is the house located on an evacuation zone?
I don't understand the word you're saying. What is it?
If the house is located on an evacuation zone, it's located in a zone that it has to be evacuated.
I'm not following what you're saying.
No worries. No worries.
The house is on a what?
On an evacuation zone. I think I'm mispronouncing the word. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Spell it.
Evacuate. Evacuate.
Evaluation.
No. Evacuate. Evacuate.
Oh, evacuation zone?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, no worries.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I can leave it as long. No worries. When would you be evacuated? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit within the next 24 hours?
When will I evacuate? When they tell me to evacuate.
When the watch is issued, right?
When the local county authorities tell us to evacuate. So, you mean when a hurricane watch? Only I'll evacuate when the authorities say evacuate.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend? Right? another location within the state, as far as possible, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't really know where to go. I guess it depends on how much time I have. So I don't know what the answer to that is. Yeah, I don't have a good plan for where to go. I guess it depends on where the hurricane's coming from and you know where they advise us to go. Maybe a shelter? I don't know. I don't know any shelters nearby, honestly.
And so, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two. Yeah.
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
The dollar amount?
Mm-hmm. On the deductible on your home insurance policy.
Yeah. I think it's around $12,000 to $15,000.
Okay. Now, how confident are you that you could come out with $1,500 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come with a full $1,500. I could probably come out with it.
Certain.
You're certain. Okay.
Yeah.
How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased significantly? Decreased somewhat? Remained the same? Increased?
No, I answer already. Significantly plus.
Decreased. Oh, okay. Increased significantly.
Within the last
1 to 3 years, has it decreased significantly? Decreased somewhat? Remained the same?
No.
Increased somewhat?
Increased a lot. Increased a lot.
And how about the last 3 to 5 years?
Increased a lot. Double. More than double.
And within the last 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, increased.
Okay.
It hasn't gone down, and it always just goes up.
Yeah, I understand. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change the insurance provider, increase the amount of deductibles, decrease coverage, or other?
I changed the provider.
Yeah. The provider?
Yeah.
Now, if you could insure your property for less than your replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%? 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I forget what I usually have in the insurance. You could say 80%.
80%, thank you. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Either moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
And what was the first part of the question?
Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing?
No, I just remain in my home.
Okay, thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, you have already dropped your insurance?
So, I guess the answer would be no. I don't have mortgage, but I do have insurance.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now,
I'm
if
not,
a major
I'm not,
hurricane...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, I think the insurance companies are going to cover that, right?
Exactly. So government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I guess to some extent the state government should do something, but I think the insurance companies are most responsible. Cover the costs.
Okay. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
On the new buildings, you mean, or on my existing house?
Like the local buildings, if they're being enforced.
I don't know. I guess they all have to go through permitting process, so I'm confident that they're being enforced. I'm confident.
How confident from 1 to 5?
Four.
Local lands use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Oh, was that the question?
If the local lands use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Say again, the local planning board?
Yeah, how much confidence do you have that the local land use planning?
Yeah. Confident. Four.
Four, okay. And how much confidence do you have that the new development take into account hurricane wind risk?
I guess four.
Okay. And how confident are you that the new development take into account the flood risk? The flood risk, sorry.
Yeah, the flood risks.
Mm-hmm.
I assume four.
And the last one, those. How confident are you that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Like the same. I just give it a four. Yeah, I don't give it the highest. There's some doubt, but I think they follow the code. Yeah.
Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finance will be affected? The options are yes, I believe it's happening, I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I don't believe it's not happening.
So, I guess three. It's happening. I don't think it will affect my home. So, three, right? Three.
Okay. Now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes? Increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or any other?
How should the state cover to protect the homes from rising sea?
How should they fund those initiatives? Whereby increasing the...
Uh-huh. A combination of... local and state taxes.
Okay. For income or for property?
Or
for both?
Well, we don't have a tax, right? So property. Or you mean if at the federal level?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess at the federal level, well, yeah.
Now, most of Florida.
Yeah, Florida doesn't have state income tax, right? So,
no.
They have to get it from the property tax and sales tax.
And sales tax, I understand. Now, most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, which is under 33 feet, let's say, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable for flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
In my area, yes. Concerned.
Moderately or extremely?
Moderately.
Okay. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were most important? You can choose three of this. Neighborhood, school, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, float zone, proximity to other families, and proximity to job.
Okay. Not school and not job, because I'm retired. And I don't have children in school. But the reason was neighborhood, price, what was the other one? And then
crime, yeah. Walkability, taxes,
yeah,
insurance
crime.
Rate.
Put crime in there. That was a factor, sure.
Okay. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 and 3 years, between 3 and 5 years, between 5 and 10 years, between 10 and 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Well, since 2013, so that's 11 years.
No, for how long are you planning to keep living there?
I'll keep living there. 20 years.
20 years? Okay, thank you. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your range of age between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 64 or older?
64 older.
Okay. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Are any of those under 12 years old?
Are they older?
Is any of those three any of those three people under 12 years old?
Under 12, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your marital status, are you single or never married, married or living with a partner, widow, divorced or separate?
Married.
Mm-hmm. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of the household? Less than high school, some college graduate or graduate degree?
What was the question? What is the lowest level?
The higher grade of a school completed by an adult member of the household.
By which member of the household?
Anyone, the one that has the higher grade.
Oh, the highest master's degree.
Yeah. It's a college degree, right?
College, yeah, master's in college.
And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
Spanish or Latino? No.
Okay. And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
Just Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. And what language is most often spoken in your home? English or Spanish?
English.
And please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000, between 20 and 30,000, between 10 between 30 and 50,000, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100,000, or over 100,000?
Over 100.
And these were all the questions that I had for today. Thank you very much for your response, and have a great day.
Good luck on
your Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.